Welcome to Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, along with Bears first-round draft pick Kyle Long. Kyle, 24 hours ago, you were sitting at your house. Now you're here as the first-round draft pick of the Bears. What's it been like for you?
It's been a very, very fast last day. I mean, I got the phone call, was able to speak to Coach Trestman, and, you know, immediately after that phone call, we set up travel plans to get out here to Chicago. And it's been great to get in here and get to see everybody at the facility and get to meet a lot of people and get to express my gratitude for taking me with the 20th pick.
I was talking to your parents out in the lobby a little while ago, and they said a year ago right now they were preparing for you to graduate from community college. A year later, you're going into the NFL as a number one draft pick. How amazing has that journey been for you?
It's been amazing, but, you know, the one thing that is that has been continuous is just you show up and you work every day. That's been kind of what's got me here. You know, I haven't tried to look too far in the future. I've tried to keep it one step at a time and really one day at a time.
Now, your brother went through the same process a few years ago, 2008. You mentioned it in the press conference, but how much did that help you? How much did he help you going through it in terms of the work ethic, knowing what to expect, and what kind of advice did he give you?
Well, I mean, for the pre-draft process, the combine, and so on and so forth, he just said, shut your head off. It's going to be a long few months. There's going to be a lot of interviews and a lot of questions asked. Be athletic when they give you an opportunity to show you being athletic, and, you know, just be yourself. And that's kind of what I've tried to do, and I really feel like we had a great meeting here in Chicago on my pre-draft visit, and, you know, we kind of hit it off, and now I'm here. I'm a Chicago Bear.
I don't know if you've circled your calendar yet, but November 24th.
Already know. Okay, St. Louis, in St. Louis.
Right, in St. Louis. Yeah. The Long Boys going against each other, possibly. What are your thoughts on that? What's it going to be like for your parents?
I'm excited. I mean, obviously my mom will get to see both of her boys play on the 24th. You know, just really excited to get to spend a weekend with my older brother.
How competitive were you guys? And I have three boys, so I know exactly how it can get in the house and how loud it can get. What was it like growing up? I know you have two brothers. How competitive were you guys? How friendly? How close you guys?
My older brother kind of served as the dad when my dad was on the road, because you know, with his work in media, he's on the road a lot when we were younger. So my older brother, being 4 years older than us, my younger brother is 12 months and a few days younger than I am. So we were the ones that were always getting into, you know, the knock 'em out kind of brawls in the backyard or in the living room or whatever. My brother kind of served as the mediator. But, yeah, we were definitely a competitive household.
You mentioned in the press conference about hard work and blue-collar attitude. For Bears fans that aren't familiar with you, what would you say? What type of player are the Bears getting? What would you like to sell the fans?
Well, just a guy who, you know, prides himself on playing hard, you know. I can't sleep well at night unless I know that I've given my all every snap and every rep in practice.
How familiar are you with the Bears, the history of the team, and also the players here?
You know, I'm pretty familiar. Obviously, you know, you get to watch the Bears on TV a lot. And, you know, with Jay at the helm, a great quarterback, very talented, a fierce competitor. Obviously, the history of the Chicago Bears is, you know, unparalleled. When you think of the Bears, you think of tradition and winning, and you think of toughness, and you think of that blue-collar attitude.
Coming in here, this is the last question. What are your expectations for your rookie season, and what's the key to making an immediate impact here?
I'm expecting that I will learn a lot in the next few months. I'll have a lot of opportunities to learn, and getting to work under Coach Cromer, I'll have the opportunity to better myself as a football player.
Great stuff, Kyle. Welcome to Chicago. I'm speaking on behalf of all of our fans out there. I know they're very happy to have you here. Thanks for watching us on ChicagoBears.com.